USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Major General Hank Taylor from the Pentagon Monday morning.
As of this morning, within the last 24 hours, 25 U.S. military C-17s, 3 U.S. military C-130s, and then a combination of 61 charter, commercial, and other military flights departed Kabul. The total passenger count for those flights was approximately 16,000. Commanders on the ground continue to actively monitor threats. They are empowered to make the appropriate force protection decisions. As always, U.S. forces retain the inherent right to use force in self-defense. We are using all of our available tools to maintain the highest threat awareness both in Afghanistan and throughout the globe. While this mission is not without risk, the safety of our personnel, American citizens, and Afghan evacuees at risk is of paramount importance.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Late last week, Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will submit articles of impeachment against President Biden.
Yes, I do have articles of impeachment drawn up to submit tomorrow because I believe in firing people when they're corrupt and they do a bad job. And Joe Biden is failing America and he needs to be impeached.
The comments were made at an event in Iowa last week. More Biden criticism on his handling of the Afghan withdrawal, Tim Berg reports.
In the aftermath of the Taliban's swift takeover of Afghanistan, thousands of desperate Afghans are trying to evacuate the country. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to criticize President Biden's evacuation strategy for Americans and Afghans still trying to escape the Taliban rule.
Biden has no plan. I mean, how could you do what he did to leave equipment and air and bases and just leave Americans behind and our allies behind?
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The humanitarian crisis created by open border policies at the U.S.-Mexico border, violent crime on the rise throughout American cities, inflation hurting American families with much higher food and gas prices, President Biden's leadership is now being called into question. Kentucky Congressman Republican James Comer is telling Fox News that history will not be kind to President Biden and his Afghanistan withdrawal crisis.
Well, we certainly can't remove all the troops until every American and all of our allies who we want out of Afghanistan or out of Afghanistan. And I think history will show it's the right decision to remove the troops from Afghanistan. However, you remove your citizens before you remove the troops. I mean, it's unimaginable that Joe Biden thinks he made the right decision evacuating the troops. And then, okay, let's have all of our American citizens, anyone else who we promised refuge to come on out now. I mean, that is the worst plan in the history of America. History will not be kind to Joe Biden on this decision and a lot of other decisions, but specifically with respect to Afghanistan. It's a terrible move. We're not even talking about the billions of dollars of American ammunition and weaponry that are now in the hands of the Taliban. This is the worst executed plan from a military standpoint in the history of America.
The president will be on a TV conference call Tuesday with G7 members to talk Afghanistan. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.